Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to say to the adults, this story's for the kids, so you guys can tune us out while I talk to these beautiful boys and girls here this morning. I have a story for you that was told, that I got from a pastor who said this story is a very true story because Pastor Dan was his pastor. Now, Pastor Dan was a single man, and being single, he got himself a kitten so that he could have some company in his house. It was a nice warm day, and he was out working in his yard, and he took his kitten out in the yard with him. Have you ever had a kitten? And you know what kittens do when they go outside, don't you? They sniff around, they run, they jump. Well, this little kitten was having a good time in the yard when something spooked it. It smelled something, heard something, saw something, and it took off running. And where do cats run? That's right. He ran to the tree, and he went straight up the tree. Pastor Dan didn't even know that happened until all of a sudden he heard his kitten on the top of the tree going, meow, meow. And so he tried to get his kitten down. But what do kittens do when they're stuck in the top of a tree? What do? Yeah, they stay up there because they're scared to come down. They look down and it's a long ways down. So Pastor Dan did everything he could to get his kitten to come down, and his kitten wouldn't come down. Then he got a bright idea. He says, I have a rope. And he made a lasso in the rope, and he lassoed the top of the tree and pulled it tight, tied it to the back of his car, and he started to pull forward. And he kept watching as a tree would bend, and watching the tree would bend a little more. He says, if I pull just a little bit further forward, then I'll be able to get the kitty out of the tree. And as he pulled forward, the rope broke, and the tree went up in the air, and his kitten went flying through the air, and he disappeared. So Pastor Dan didn't know what to do. He felt so bad. He went around to all the neighbors. He went everywhere he could think of. Nobody had seen a little kitten, and he couldn't find the kitten anywhere. He called to his kitten, and the kitten didn't respond. So Pastor Dan went home, and he prayed, and he said, Dear Jesus, please take care of my kitten. I give him to you to do with whatever you need to do, but keep him safe. In Jesus' name, amen. And then he went about his business. A couple days later, he was in the grocery store, and he came upon Mrs. Smith. Now, Mrs. Smith, it was known, everybody knew that Mrs. Smith hated cats. And he saw in Mrs. Smith's basket some cat food. And he says, Mrs. Smith, I see you have cat food, and I know you don't like cats. Mrs. Smith says, well, let me tell you what happened. My daughter Janet has begged me and begged me and begged me for a cat. Well, just a couple days ago, she was begging for a cat again, and I thought I would get her this time. I said, okay, if God gives you a cat, you can keep it. Well, now, Janet had been praying for a cat all along. So Janet went out in the front yard with renewed vigor. Oh, she knew she could have a cat now. If God would just give her a cat, she could have it. And she knelt down and she started praying and earnestly for this cat. And all of a sudden, Mrs. Smith said, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it with my own eyes. But all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, this cat came down with all four paws stretched out and landed right in front of Janet. Now, Pastor Dan had a little smile on his face. He knew his cat was going to be safe now. The moral of the story is, when you pray, God hears your prayer. He doesn't answer it right away sometimes. But when the timing is right, God is big enough to answer every prayer you ever pray. Now, there's offering plates along the aisle here, up in the balcony, and over in the chapel for you to pick up.